Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting second. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Larry. Malzone moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxwell moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive towards short. Bridges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Berberet drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Malzone out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-2 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell bunts towards the mound. DeLock juggles the ball. That's an error on DeLock. Lepsio moves to third. Osborne moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards right. Jensen fields it and throws to second to catch Maxwell for the out. Lepsio scores. Osborne moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Osborne scores. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-2 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-2 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Jim Busby pinch hits for Ike DeLock. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Keogh moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Keeley now pitching. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from White and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.